I am Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, and this is the Strategic Christian Leadership Podcast, episode number 56. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help Christian servants, ministers of Christ, understand how planning and strategizing is important to carrying out the Great Commission. Our Bible passage for this episode is 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 10 through 12, which says, "Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great?" And God said to Solomon, "Because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king." Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there be any after thee, after the like. Neither shall there any after thee have the like. Neither shall there any after thee have the like. I wanted to make that clear. Our quote for this Strategizing Leadership podcast and this episode is from Chuck Swindoll. He said, "We are all faced with a series of great opportunities, brilliantly disguised as impossible situations." In this podcast today, we are going through the fine books, Advanced Strategic Planning, A New Model for Church and Ministry Leaders, Ministers, by Aubrey Mauffers, Deliberate Simplicity, How the Church Does More by Doing Less, by Dave Browning, and Humilitas, A Lost Key to Life, Love, and Leadership by John Dixon. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of each one of these books where fine books are sold. And you know that they're sold on Amazon.com. Our topic today is part one of chapter four. Multility, Keep It Cellular, from Deliberate Simplicity, How the Church Does More by Doing Less, by Dave Browning. He continues as follows. In the mid-1990s, Christ the King Community Church in Bellingham, clustered in five services of a few hundred people on two campuses. One was its original site, a smaller church building in Laurel, Washington, about 10 miles north of Bellingham. The other was a converted warehouse on the north edge of town. For a couple years, we held services at both locations and staggered the start times in 45-minute intervals to allow for drive time between the locations. So a service would start at 8:30 at the Bellingham campus, with a service at the law campus starting at 9:15, to be followed by a 10 o'clock service in Bellingham and so forth. We had 5 services each Sunday morning between the two campuses. You would preach in one place, go out the back door, get in your car, and drive quickly to the other location. It was a chaotic, crazy, exhilarating time, but people were being led to Christ and baptized. The church was growing rapidly. It defied explanation. It was a God thing. As we reached capacity, I put forward another proposal. What if words you often hear from me, we started a third location? It seemed like a really crazy idea to the pastors and leaders of CTK at the time. Their response to me was, "Don't you see how out of control this is?" It appeared that they thought out of control were bad words. I was quite comfortable with them. But the leaders at CTK at that time felt we should move toward consolidation of our activities. Clearly, the time was not right for the idea God had put on my heart. A church that would meet in many locations. When in 1997, Christ the King Community Church purchased an 80,000 square foot building on the north side of Bellingham, I was excited. After all, we would obviously be the largest church in the area, and that would feel like success. In 1998, CTK in Bellingham consolidated on one larger campus as a megachurch. I had a front row seat for the switch from two locations to one location, but when we moved in, I realized we had lost something in the transition, something we could not get back. And we will share that next time. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to learn from the mistakes of this pastor and from his successes as well in strategizing on how to reach people for Christ. For your glory, praise, and honor, in Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is your day. Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news indeed, but I have some good news for you, and I proclaim it to you today. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ," he was speaking about himself, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. May God bless you and keep you.